This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as there's a report that U.S. troops were among those killed today in an attack in northern Syria. CBS News is reporting that the U.S. military has confirmed it. The U.S.-led coalition in Syria, Operation Inherent Resolve, will only confirm in a tweet that coalition members, quote, conducted a routine patrol in Syria on Wednesday, saying it's still gathering information. But again, CBS News is reporting that a U.S. military official confirmed that at least two Americans are among the dead in the attack not far from the Turkish border. Day 26 of the partial federal government shutdown, and White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says,
Democrats have to be willing to do something. So far, they've been willing to do nothing but obstruct, and that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to open the government.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A Senate battle is getting underway with a second day of a confirmation hearing for Attorney General nominee William Barr, who on day one yesterday testified that, unlike President Trump, he does not believe that the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Thousands of federal workers will have to keep working without pay. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. denying a request yesterday to require the government to pay air traffic controllers who are working for free during the shutdown. The judge said allowing employees deemed essential to not come to work would create chaos and confusion. Kenyan officials reporting that a terrorist attack at a hotel complex in Nairobi has ended with at least 14 fatalities, including one American, armed men storming the complex yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Texas native who spent 3 years with ISIS says he wanted to see exactly what the group was all about and what it was doing firsthand. Warren Christopher Clark is now being held by Kurdish forces in northern Syria after being captured earlier this month. And he says what he saw when he was with ISIS didn't really shock him.
You know, I think, you know, with the beheadings, okay, that's execution. You know, I'm from the United States. From Texas, they like to execute people too.
The 34-year-old Clark tells NBC News he worked for ISIS as an English teacher. Clark is a convert to Islam. He says he never fought for ISIS. He graduated from the University of Houston and earlier worked as a substitute teacher in a Houston suburb. A chef is dead and two others critically injured in a hammer attack in New York City. Police say a hammer-wielding man burst into Seaport Buffet last night in Brooklyn, attacking the owner, then heading to the buffet where he attacked the chef and a restaurant worker. The suspect in custody. Charges are pending. And the Boston Red Sox planning a visit with President Trump at the White House. The World Series winners will be heading to the White House for a ceremonial champions visit on February 15th, just days after pitchers and catchers report to spring training. You can visit us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
That you gave me the star with them out of my reach.
Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Herson is with us right now, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, and one who understands toxic masculinity. Hey, James, good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be with you, Bill.
James, I got to tell you, reading your column here about these new APA guidelines that incorporate leftist notion of toxic masculinity, I just want to scream. I mean, this is total insanity.
Really, it is. But it's worse than insanity because it's dangerous stuff. You know,
exactly.
The American Psychological Association, it has like over 100,000 members. It is the accrediting body that accredits psychology programs across the country and academia. It unfortunately has tremendous influence. It has the image of being a scientific organization, mm-hmm. and these guidelines are written to look like science, but it has 30,000 words. There is basically no science in it.
Well, they just destroyed their credibility, James. I mean, and that was going to be my next point, is that where's the science? Where's the substantiation on this? And you tell me the science is, you know, thrown out the door in order to broad brush stroke their perception of, you know, the contemporary thought of toxic masculinity. And you come up with this. I mean, this is extremely dangerous what the APA has done.
That's right. Well, first of all, the left has infiltrated the APA. Mm-hmm. So look at what the left did to the Boy Scouts.
Yes.
They've all but destroyed it. The left uses the term progressive, but actually they're regressive. What they do is destroy things. There's an agenda here, speaking of destruction, to destroy the concept of masculinity. And it's through a big lie that Goebbels, you know, Hitler's propaganda chief,
exactly.
would be jealous of this lie. Here's the lie, that gender is arbitrary, and this is the so-called pseudoscience that they embrace, that gender is a fabrication, that it's created by a patriarchal society, that maleness and the attributes we associate traditionally with maleness are in fact a social construct. That is the big lie. And what they're trying to say is it's psychologically harmful, ergo toxic, and that healthcare professionals, mental health care professionals, academics, policymakers, courts, people across this country, especially educators, should try to eradicate it. And they've been doing that or attempting that to our boys in school.
Exactly.
They're teaching two girls. They're encouraging boys not to be male. Mm-hmm. And if they are too male, they refer them to psychiatrists to have them take prescription drugs.
Exactly.
And this is something that Christina Hoff Sommers wrote about years ago in the war on boys. Now we have a war on men. Now look, every parent knows. They stare down at their newborn baby. Their baby has genitalia. It's an indicator of what their gender is. If you do a genetic test, there's a thing called the Y chromosome. And no matter what Caitlyn Jenner does, Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner still has that Y chromosome. That's biology. That's science. That's a fact.
Right.
But in my article I wrote on this, it's up on Newsmax, there's a study that's called a meta study. Now, that's when researchers look through a whole host of studies and combine all the data and analyze the data. In this case, they examined, this is from a couple of years ago, so it was November of 2017, they examined over 1,700 scholarly papers and 16 studies involved hundreds of kids from age 1 to 8, and the study was to see if they have a free choice on toys. What would they pick?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, this sounds absurd to most people. Common sense and observation tell you that young boys like toys for boys.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Guns, army men, you know, the usual. And lo and behold, every single study came out almost 100% the same. The researchers said, you know what, this is a phenomenon that indicates it has a biological origin. That means that science says that masculinity, the traits of masculinity, are innate.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as a theist, a person who believes in an intelligent designer, I know exactly why.
Exactly.
That's because the creator of the universe designed men to be a certain way. But in the secular world of psychologists have talked about a male warrior hypothesis based on evolution. They say, well, you know, human males want to show things like strength, social alliances, the ability to aggregate resources. They want to show that to women so they can mate and reproduce. And that is, you know, a whole school of psychology that was ignored by the APA because the left has an agenda, and the agenda is to squash these male attributes. And what attributes are we talking about here? We're talking about things like courage, loyalty, self-reliance, ambition. This is how Western civilization was constructed. These are the traits that allow first responders, men and women,
exactly,
to respond. It allows our military to respond.
Mm-hmm.
They're not psychologically harmful. They're virtues.
So James, let me ask you something. So if a woman chooses a male figure who has protective instincts and strengths and is a provider, then is she, kowtowing to this progressive delusion of male misogyny and all this other harmful, you know, toxic masculinity, because that's what she gravitates to, and that's what women have gravitated to from time immemorial?
Yeah, that's true. And women are not cooperating. They don't like wusses.
Yes.
And women like,
yeah,
even to the point where we have the joke about women liking the bad boy, you know,
yeah,
and it was on Seinfeld very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yes.
Women like men who act like men. They don't like men who act like wusses. And the fact is, men do too. Men resonate to these male qualities. You have the words stand-up guy. What does that mean? That's a person who's loyal. That's a person who shows a degree of self-reliance. That's a person who takes care of their family. These are attributes that help society. But see, in this APA guideline paper, they blame masculinity for every ill of society.
Exactly. Well, James, hey, stay on that right now. We're going to be back. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
As promised, back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. James Herson with us. We're continuing this conversation about what the APA has done. I mean, this is this is very, very dangerous, what they've put into motion based on theory here, James. The science is questionable, if at all, if it's even prevalent, you know, for them to come up with the support of what progressives have been trying to tout and trying to convince that there's a round peg in a square hole here, and somehow it works in their world. I mean, we're going to counter God's nature, God's natural laws, in order to push this narrative of toxic masculinity. So all these values that have been the basis and founding of our country and have been demonstrated time and time again, I mean, when you look at the world's greatest generation that we applaud to this day, what was it but a demonstration of heroic masculinity that by today's standard and according to the APA would be toxic?
Ultimately, they're going to lose this value. They're going to lose this battle because these instincts are hardwired in us.
Yes,
and you can tell. I mean, we talk.
Yeah, but
about
James, how much? But how many? How much torment do the? I mean, it's bad enough. Our young kids have been drugged right now. They've been told they're incompetent. They're not as good as. I mean, we have gone through a generation of young men that have been obliterated at the hands of progressive thought. And now you've got the APA. I guess maybe they're looking for some windfall profit. Maybe some of their, you know, psychiatrists need some more business. So, hey, we're just going to psychologically damage, you know, 50% of the population so these guys can, you know, make a living. Is that right?
Well, these are social engineers on the left.
Right.
And one of the things, if you're going to engineer society, that you want is control.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a threat to control other than a self-reliant, independent male, especially one who exercises his Second Amendment rights? That stands in the way of the left's plans of authoritarianism. That's part of their motive, and that's part of the reason that we see now in universities across this country these programs, courses, seminars to indoctrinate students against masculinity, both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
They had one at the University of Texas in Austin that they had to kind of change the name of and rebrand because it was so outrageous. But they have them across the country. They're joining hands with the Me Too movement. They blame masculinity, healthy masculinity,
right,
I would say, for sexual harassment,
mm-hmm,
for workplace misconduct, for racism, for homophobia. It goes on and on. And for war, because,
right,
of course, wars are caused by masculine men. So, you know, it starts with guidelines.
Yeah.
Then they'll move to labeling masculinity as a contagion, as a pathogen.
Right.
Then maybe they're going to outlaw testosterone. And everyone, I mean, I don't know,
right,
where this goes.
Well, in a sense, they've neutered, you know, the young boys of America and put them in a quandary right now and have, you know, really exacerbated all this gender confusion. You know, you mentioned one author. I mean, we've had several conversations with Dr. Warren Farrell, and Dr. Farrell was the head of NOW in New York. And he and Andrew Yarrow, also another doctor who have written about the, you know, man out, Dr. Yarrow has written, and it's the same thing. I mean, you know, both of them have daughters, and they realize one day, and they go, geez, I mean, you know, here we got daughters. Who are they going to marry? And started looking at the crux of the problem that all this theory that was out there and this progressive thought that is being accepted as fact, which is, as you said at the onset, James, is one humongous lie. And now with the APA coming out with this, my goodness, this is just going to give, you know, progressives even that much more firepower. I mean, the conversations happening in Congress, you know, with more women now participating in Congress and the elective process, I say, which is a good thing, but it's all being touted like this is going to be historic and going to change the way, you know, the world is conducted because you have all these women involved, you know, and that we're going to be able to, as you say, even avoid wars and all these other things because women are the great solvers of everything, right?
And then it moves from multiculturalism to multigenderism. And what we see are crazy policies like in California and New York, where they have birth certificates, where you can choose something other than male or female. You can choose X. Right. I haven't decided yet.
To be determined,
the area
huh?
of my kid.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we have legislation that says that a kid in school wakes up in the morning and decides their gender that day. We have to give them accommodations, allow them to go in the opposite sex's bathroom, or as we've seen in many places now, they're having genderless bathrooms. And so it changes policies, but it is to the detriment of civilization, because the building block of civilization is, in fact, the family. And these are the attributes. Masculine, virtuous attributes hold the family together. And stamping them out stamps out a fundamental aspect of civilization.
Well, we were warned, James. We were warned that this would happen, that right would be wrong, wrong would be right, evil would be good, good would be evil. And here we are, 21st century America. This is knocking at our door. And this is coming at us at Mach 5 speeds. And once again, as we've been saying on the show, if the silent majority remains silent, we're going to be overrun by this kind of idiocy at the expense of our kids and our grandkids. I mean, some of our kids have already been affected by this, James, as you noted already. And this is extremely, extremely dangerous. And if we don't heed the warning on this, heaven help us.
No, it's really true. It's very important. Look, we all have sons. We all have relatives, fathers, grandfathers, friends, loved ones that happen to be men. And this is a movement that wants to accuse men of having vile thoughts and deeds, that wants to stigmatize them until they capitulate to the left's notion of a new version, a redefinition of maleness, and it's not one that's good for our society.
So forget about the Stepford wife. Now we're just going to have the Stepford man, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, look, the notion, our country is built on independent self-reliance, autonomy of the individual. That is an obstacle to the left. And this is just one more way they attack something that's traditional and fundamental, and that's what they always do. It's just the same way they feel about traditional religion, traditional family values, the way they feel about individual rights, even free speech and the right to bear arms. So it's the same battle, it's just taking a slightly different approach. I mean, interestingly enough, that thing we were talking about playing with toys, you know, how little humans love, if they're male, they love male toys. Well, that they've done experiments with rhesus monkeys and chimpanzees, and it's the same. It's hardwired into, you know, mammals and primates.
And of course, for these psychologists, that says, well, that's aboriginal, and we're, we're going back to our caveman instincts if it's represented in the animal world, right?
Right. And, you know, when Tucker Carlson was covering this, he asked the question, he said, what if we told girls that acting like they would be prone to act is poison and that they shouldn't act like girls? What would people say? Well,
Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. Brains would be exploding. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Right. Well, welcome to the double standard of America, 21st century. Again, you got to stay on top of this, ladies and gentlemen. As we've been saying, the silent majority cannot stay silent any longer. You have got to mount it up. If anything is worth resisting, it's this kind of idiocy that's being catapulted upon our society at the expense of our young male figures. This is very, very dangerous. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, good stuff. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me. I'm going to watch football, drink beer, and get in a fight.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there's a report that U.S. troops were among those killed today in an attack in northern Syria. CBS News is reporting that the U.S. military has confirmed it. The U.S.-led coalition in Syria, Operation Inherent Resolve, will only confirm in a tweet that coalition members, quote, conducted a routine patrol in Syria on Wednesday, saying it's still gathering information. But again, CBS News is reporting that a U.S. military official confirmed that at least 2 Americans are among the dead in the attack not far from the Turkish border. Day 26 of the partial federal government shutdown, and White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says,
Democrats have to be willing to do something. So far, they've been willing to do nothing but obstruct, and that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to open the government.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, nice and loud and proud. Why not? Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. In fact, a plethora of our previous shows and, you know, particular segments that you might be of interest and that you want to share and or listen at a time when it's more convenient for you. Down there, it's right there for you to download at your convenience. I mean, all these experts and guests, best-selling authors that we have available to you, that we search the highways and byways, bring on the show, to keep you well informed so that, you're not being a knucklehead, that you are an informed voter electorate. The challenge is what happens is when you are informed, you find out how many people are very casual about their government. And some of the things that they spout out are, sound bites, those 8-second sound bites that they get off the mainstream media, the purveyors of fake news, which is really unfortunate. And it so deserves us, we the people, because we need them to do their jobs. I mean, after all, look, they've got a lot of money. I think of, you know, these different, you know, publications and big broadcast and media entities with all the resources that they have available. They could be doing such a better job in terms of investigative reporting, you know, like, you know, voter fraud, like what went on. You know, we've got you know, what went on just in the midterm elections, for example. And I got to tell you, I am really shocked that people are so quiet about it. It's almost like an acceptance that, oh, well, you know, this always happens, that, you know, the people, you know, do not want to have, you know, a united government. They much prefer a divided government. I mean, really, this is what a divided government gives you. It gives you, you know, a partial shutdown of the government. And added contention, especially in light of, you know, the president that we have in office right now, who is doing everything he can to clean up the mess. I mean, he really disturbed the forces of the bureaucracy when he said that on his inauguration speech that today was a time when the country was being turned back into the hands of we the people. I mean, that was really profound, ladies and gentlemen, when you think about what President Donald Trump had to say to particularly those 63 million, but to the rest of the voters. But, you know, when you have, you know, an increasing number of voters who would much rather have socialism, they don't understand the concept of we the people. They really have ignored and have not been trained properly on the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Many of us who have served the country in various capacities and studied, you know, the founding of our country, we embrace this. I mean, this is the heart and soul. This is the basis of rule of law. This is why we're so upset about how casual our government seems to be about the rule of law, and why immigration, and why it seems at every turn, you know, things are in chaos, is because it's not anchored in the rule of law. I mean, we have a corrupt government right now on so many levels. I mean, look at, just start with the three-letter agencies, you know, whether it's the IRS, you know, the FBI. And I got to tell you, the jury's still out for me. I mean, watching the William Barr, you know, hearings, and he sounds, you know, good and saying the right things, that he's going to follow the rule of law. Of course, the Democrats can't help themselves. They just keep on asking him, are you going to disrupt, you know, are you going to disrupt the Mueller investigation? Are you going to stop it? Yeah, sure. You know, they thought Matt Whitaker was going to stop it and, you know, do everything he can to hinder it. Look at this thing. It's just, it's, you know, it's moving along. It's cost us millions of dollars, over $30 million we've invested in this deal. It's a total joke. It really is. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, going after doing everything they can to invalidate this president, that's not in the best interest of the country. I mean, look, if there's evidence there, then, you know, bring it out and sooner the better. But, you know, they've spent more time on this than on looking into Barack Obama's alleged birth certificate. You know, and I think there's more credence in that and still questions hindering on that. Now, I probably caused several people now to run off the road in hearing that situation because they want to accept that that's what it is. But I'm sorry, I have a problem with it when the president himself, I'm talking about President Barack Obama, presents a false document. And it's proven to be false. I mean, it's rigged. I mean, it is, you know, a document that he put on a government website, which is, oh yeah, I think that's against the law. But let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about a birth certificate that is multi-layered, that in 1963, 64, when he was born, there was no word processing. But suddenly, you know, here's his birth certificate. This is my birth certificate. And they since have found the birth certificate of which he used Joanne Nee's birth certificate. I think she was born in 1991, and they used her birth certificate. I mean, you can see, you know, how the specific line items were lifted off of Joanne Nee's birth certificate and put onto this manufactured birth certificate that President Obama put out there. Because, first of all, remember, I mean, they keep blaming Trump that he was the one that did it, but actually it was within his own party that brought up the question. And the reason they brought up the question is because he himself, in his books and in his publicity, stated that he was from Kenya. And you know, but now all of a sudden it's like, oh, gosh, you bring that up, you're a racist and all kinds of issues. But see, this is the problem that we have in this country, is that I don't know if we're just afraid of the truth or what it is, or we're just so browbeat that if you do challenge stuff, which we know that has happened in our government, then they find a way of making you disappear. And think not that we're not that diabolical. I say we're. It's our government, people supposedly acting on our behalf, you know, killing other people in our own country. This is why other countries, you know, we talk about them being third world and unsophisticated and, you know, killing journalists and all that. And they laugh at us because they know the truth. They know what's going on here in this country. And, you know, because they've got intelligence people. And, you know, to them, we're hypocrites because we're not willing to take this on. You know, the IRS doing what it did to the Tea Party and others. I mean, to me, it's unconscionable how they misserved we the people, you know, to weaponize the IRS against conservative thought and conservative groups. Basically, as I spoke with Jenny Beth Martin, and this is in previous discussions, you know, the Tea Party and other conservative groups like them, they were basically rendered a bit inert, you know, for at least, I would say at least six voting cycles. I mean, it still continues because the Tea Party and other conservative groups that, if you remember the movement that was taking place, are really, you know, shells of themselves. They were moving along. They had a lot of momentum behind them. A lot of people were there. But then the IRS came in and started scrutinizing them and causing problems, delaying, you know, tax exemption status, some to this day. I mean, for years, where other people were being fast-tracked, including the president's half-brother, Malik. He was fast-tracked, and his tax exemption went through in a matter of months. And in addition to that, Lois Lerner even gave him a bigger budget or a bigger allowance, you know, for his exemption. You know, so it's all these shenanigans that have been going on. You know, the FBI, what they did to the president, what they did to us in, you know, all the manipulation and supposedly having this this insurance policy just in case Donald Trump got elected, just in case the will of the people, you know, was misguided. They were there once again, the elites. This is their attitude. Is that, you know, we're so fortunate, you know, that, you know, they went all, you know, to all the right colleges, they got the right degrees, and if it wasn't for them and their brilliance, you know, America would be to hell in a handbasket. Oh, really? You know, this great American experiment was started without you. It will continue without you. And hopefully, and prayerfully, I would say as well, is that America really gets a chance to revive itself and be the true America that God intended it to be. I mean, in so many ways we've done that. But we have enemies within our camp, ladies and gentlemen, as Trevor Loudon has pointed out time and time again. But we need to be serious about it. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
This message is brought to you by the nonprofit smartaboutmoney.org. One of the most popular New Year's resolutions people make is to get physically fit. But what about getting financially fit as well? The start of the new year is the perfect time to take stock of your finances, assess goals, and prepare for income shocks that could negatively affect your overall well-being. SmartAboutMoney.org's recent annual survey revealed that there is a nearly 70% probability that individuals and families will experience a financial setback this year, such as car repairs, housing maintenance, or an unexpected illness. Paul Golden, financial expert, has this to say.
80% of Americans will set a financial resolution for 2019, showing that many people are focused on improving their financial health just as much as their physical health. SmartAboutMoney.org has great information on budgeting, developing smart saving strategies, paying off debt, and other financial tips to help you succeed.
Learn more about how to achieve financial success at SmartAboutMoney.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know how far I can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hands, look at my side.
We're back in America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Look, we've got with us America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. He is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover Norquist is with us. Grover, how are you?
I am doing very well. Good to be with you.
Well, good to be with you to talk about something near and dear to my heart, which is about taxes. I have been joined in spirit with you the first time I ever heard you speak. I said, Grover Norquist is a man for the season and a man that I can get behind. I just so appreciate how hard and diligently you have fought for the forgotten man and woman.
Well, thank you. I mean, the taxpayers really are the forgotten men and women, because politicians like to go, oh, we're going to help you. Oh, okay. So I, politician, am going to help you. They leave out, first the politician steals $100 from the taxpayer. Then he gives it to you, a targeted special interest, and then you remember to vote for the politician. Nobody says thank you to the taxpayer. Nobody asked his permission, and the entire transaction was at the taxpayer expense, and they were the people not considered.
Yeah, it's the ultimate quid pro quo, isn't it?
Well, it is. The only other transfer that goes on in D.C. is politicians leaking to the press, or bureaucrats leaking to the press, and then the press rewarding them with the equivalent of campaign contributions, which is a nice paper article about how swell you are, which if you bought it as an ad would cost you tens of thousands of dollars, and be less, have less credibility because you paid for it, right? This was
exactly
earned, but it was earned by leaking to the press. things that you're not supposed to be leaking to the press, and bureaucrats make themselves more important, and everybody should send my agency more money. And why are we important? Because the Washington Post said so. And what do? We leak to the Washington Post stories about how important we are.
Exactly.
And then they write about that.
Yeah, such as the economy of the Beltway, as we know, or the exchange, the economical exchange that takes place on the Beltway. Grover, I want to talk about what the Dems have done. We knew they were going to come in and want to do everything they could to erase the tax cuts that we just experienced under the Trump administration. No doubt about it, you know, the warning signs were out there that, you know, by Republicans, that the Democrats were going to come back to you know, take back the taxes, take back the crumbs that Nancy Pelosi had identified, and you know, they want their money back.
They do, and you say it exactly right. They think of this as their money, and you can tell that when they say, "Should we give money to this group?" What? We mean cut their taxes. So when you don't take money from a taxpayer, you've given it to them. That's why people say, should we really give a lot of money to rich people? What do you mean? You know, not raise taxes on rich people. Well, right. That's not giving them money. That's not taking it. When you walk down the street and on the other side of the street, a mugger passes you unmolested, he didn't give you your wallet. It was your wallet, right? He just failed to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the politicians don't raise your taxes, they didn't give you the money.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't steal it.
That's right. Yeah, but yet they make it seem like as if they did a favor for you. And, of course, they're not doing us any favors now, as you noted. The House is changing rules in order to, you know, rig the system once again. The Dems, what are they? Are they the kings of rigging the system and making sure that they get their way? Because here again, they're doing it in order to make tax hikes easier. They're changing House rules.
But you and I and your listeners should not be surprised. The modern Democratic Party governed from 1930 until 1994 with control of the House and the Senate for, I think there's 4 years where the Republicans had the House and the Senate during the Eisenhower years. But otherwise, 60 years of government by Democratic House, Democratic Senate, Democratic Congress. Well, how do you get, that's about as long as the PRI, the Party of the Institutionalized Revolution, in Mexico governed with, you know, not real elections in between. That's a long time for one party to keep basically one party a rule in the legislature. Well, the way they did it was they created organized labor. They passed laws which gave organized labor the ability to force people to pay union dues, that you could only keep your job if you paid union dues and joined the union. Right. And then the unions had all of this money, right? Even today, you've got 7 million dues-paying members in the private sector, 7 million dues-paying members in the public sector. So 14 million people paying dues. It's about 11% of the entire population, the working population, pays dues. Used to be 30. Used to be 30.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Maybe as many as 35 in the 40s and 50s. Well, if you can imagine a third of the workforce sending a check into the labor unions, which might as well be the modern Democratic Party, given all of the left of center groups that they fund with that money, dues for a teacher who makes $50,000 in base pay is $1,000, 2% of their cash benefits. And they get more than that in pensions and benefits and so on. But you're talking about billions of dollars that organized labor collects through forced union dues, and then turns around and spends on politics for the Democrats in order to keep the modern Democrat Party in power. Now we have about 27 right-to-work states that said, look, we're not, you don't have to pay union dues. And
the Supreme Court in the Janus case, didn't get a lot of attention, but it's huge, says that all government workers, state, local, federal, cannot be required to pay union dues as a condition of employment. So if you're a teacher, you don't have to pay dues. You don't have to be a member of the union. You can say, thank you very much. I don't want to be a member of the union. I don't want to pay dues. I don't want to be a member of the union. Thank you very much. Go away.
Right.
And there's another case coming down the road which does something very similar but builds on that, and that is almost certain to decide within the next 12 months that, you know, you could be a policeman or a fireman or a teacher, and the union says, well, we say this is how much money you're going to get in pay, and you get more if you get old, and here's the pension, here's the benefits. Now, and you go, well, I don't want a contract like that. I'm 25 years old. I want cash, not benefits. My wife has insurance. Why am I paying for insurance? I would rather have the cash, and I'll invest in a 401k. Don't tell me you'll be in charge of my pension. I don't want that. But,
right.
You know, if you've got money for that, give it to me in cash. So there are, in any large or small company, dozens of different ways to get compensated, and unions do one size fits all. So what the Democrats did was they set up through organized labor a structure to fund the modern Democratic Party to the tune of millions and billions of dollars in payments per year. And that's beginning to collapse. So they are flailing around to figure out how to replace the cash flow of forced union dues. I think they'll find it in cities. They will steal your money in completely democratic cities and completely democratic states, raise taxes and hand the money to foundations, which then turn around and will become political structures for the left. Biden's entire political structures are in a series of universities. Where Joe Biden has the Joe Biden Institute here or the Joe Biden Institute for there, and all the staff are all being paid by, you know, 401c3 foundations, as if they work for a hospital or a library or something. And so you can move a lot of the corrupt money from unions to cities. And the larger cities already do a little of this themselves, but they need to do enough in order to take whole states down, not just run Chicago, run Boston, run Hartford, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So when you talk about them changing the rules, they have to change the rules because they're losing. I mean, they go, oh, yeah, but we're making Trump bleed or something. And it goes beyond this to the House and the Senate. And the Supreme Court decision, which will cost, because we know what happened in the private sector and in a handful of states like Wisconsin, where they said, okay, you don't have to join a union if you don't want to. A third of the people in Wisconsin have quit paying dues. More recently, Michigan did the same thing. 20% of Michigan government workers have said, I'm not paying dues. So if 20% of government workers stop paying dues, it would cost them $1 billion a year.
Wow.
Nationally, $1 billion a year. I'm sorry, but that's more money than all of the billionaires, like Bloomberg and Soros and so on, all together put in for Hillary and for the Democrats in this last election. This is a huge, huge deal, and they are going to have to figure out ways to raise taxes and then take that money and launder it so it comes back into politics.
Well, without a doubt, higher taxes are coming, and they're coming full speed ahead upon us, Grover Norquist. And I look forward to continuing this conversation because this is an excellent tutorial giving us a background as to what the motivation of Democrats is. Well, he's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes, Grover Norquist, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Grover, and have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
A doctor's